Hello, hello, hello. Today is the first in a new series called DMV, Developing My Vision. These are going to be bite-sized tools for you to use to create your vision board or just to create the vision that God has for you. So come on in, join me as we begin the talk. Hello, 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 ladies. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the podcast. We're going to jump right into our episode. Remember, we are on our series, our DMV, Developing My Vision series, and we're on our third segment. I am so excited. If you missed it, you can catch our other podcasts. We have three segments. We started off with planning, and we talked about how to plan and get our vision plan and our vision board, and then we got into our getting preparation, getting prepared for what we need to do to get this thing going. And now we are in producing a product. Are you ready to get busy? Are you ready to produce all those things, all those thoughts that you had in your head and get them out? Because now you're at the fun part of our series, okay? You know, we went through preparing and getting everything together and planning and making sure we have a plan. And if you should have laid out all of your things, you've done your homework and everything, and now it's time to set a date and a time where you can sit down and begin to put your vision board together. And as I said, you know, some of you may be doing it digitally. That's wonderful. If you can do it the old-fashioned way of getting you a poster board, which would be wonderful, because I love the old-fashioned way. And maybe get some friends over. You know, you guys get together or get some friends over, get some snacks, get your wine, your tea, smoothies, coffee, whatever that you want to get, and put on some happy music. Happy, happy music, because this is an exciting thing. It's supposed to be an exciting time because you are preparing yourself for your vision and what you have planned and what God has planned for you and where you are trying to go in your life. And you can't get there unless you have it out and you have a vision and you know where you're going and you know what you're going to do. And, you know, we talked about how planning, many people would say, you know, I plan things and things, when I plan things, things don't happen, so I don't plan. But when you don't plan, you fail, okay? And God was one of the ultimate planners. God planned his creation. He planned how he created man. He planned your life. He planned everything. So why not you plan where you're trying to go? And yeah, there may be hiccups in the road, and yeah, there may be times where you may veer off the plan, but if you stay focused on your vision and on your vision board, and when you have it up in your house, find a room to put it in or a wall in your room. You know, I have mine in my bedroom, so when I wake up early in the morning, that's the first thing I see. And it reminds me to get going. And in one key thing, and I want to put this out there, this is just a little nugget to help you guys out. When you're doing this and you're cutting out your papers and stuff and your pictures and you're putting everything together, find one word of affirmation for yourself, okay? One word, okay, that you can put in the middle of your board. Make it, you want to slap it in the middle. You want to put everything else around that one word. And what I mean about one word, it could be a word of affirmation. Okay. My word was focus. Let me give you my example of what I did. On one of my poster boards and my vision boards, I put focus in the middle because I needed to learn how to focus. I was all over the place. My mind was all over the place. I was everywhere. I have all these ideas that come. How many of you, you know how I feel? Your mind, you get all these ideas in your head, and they're good ideas. And it's like, it's overcrowded. It's like, oh my God, if you keep giving me this idea, this thing comes, this business idea, this project, and you start to get overwhelmed, especially those of us that are mothers and you have kids, and you begin to get overwhelmed, and you have so much on your mind. It's like, oh my God, these are great things, but God, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to get them out of my head and focus. So this is what the vision board is about. And that's how I was. I had get so much, and God began to speak, and it's like a fax machine where things just start coming in, pouring in, ideas and everything. And some of you may be authors that are listening to me, and you're getting all these things in your head, and it's like, oh my God, it's so many. I only can write one book at a time, God. You know, you're giving me all these wonderful titles, but only can do one at a time. And that's how I was. I had so much. And I still do, but not as much as then. It's like I said, it's like a fax machine. And things were just coming and coming and coming. And then on top of that, I had life issues. Things that were going on in the home, and things that were going on in my job, and things that were going on in my church and the community. So you had a lot of life issues, and all of it becomes overwhelming. And so what I did when I was putting my vision board together that year, I found the word focus, and I put focus in the middle of that board. And the Lord said, put focus, because that's your key word for the year. That's your key word, is for you to focus. So whenever you feel like you're being overwhelmed, you see that word and it brings you to that point of, okay, let's focus, girl. Bring yourself in. Focus. One thing at a time. Write out what you're going to do. Write your plan for the week. You know, this vision board, it means planning, preparation, and producing. I don't know why my tongue is getting tied on preparation. But it can even go for your daily routine. It can go for you for each and every day. When you wake up in the morning, and I will have my journal beside my bed, and I would plan either the night before or when I get up, what do I need to do today? I begin to plan out my day so I can be focused on what needs to be done. Now, you may not get everything done that you put on that list that day, but you find yourself focused on each one. And that's what happened. I was able to get more things done that way than I did when I was just all over the place. Because when I was all over the place, I got nothing done. But I would get up in the morning, guys, you know, and I would, you know, sit outside of my bed. I would get my journal, and I was like, Lord, okay, you know, you sit there and talk to the Lord. Some of you have prayer, and we just find some of you may just be like me. We sit up and we just talk to the Lord, you know. What do you want me to do today? What is on your agenda today, Lord? You know, where you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And as a time of just quiet and sitting there and talking to the Lord, and he showed me how to plan out my day. And I would write things on there, maybe the top five things on there for today. And I said, well, Lord, if I don't get all five done, that's okay. I'll rotate one to the next day. But it made me to be focused. And that's part of planning, guys. That's part of planning. And so when we're talking about our vision, you're planning for your day. Okay, and I know we've been talking about vision boards, but these three steps go for your every daily routine. If you're not doing a vision board, if you're just daily got your calendar, and you would just begin to plan five important things that you need to get done that day, and begin to do them. Start off your day trying to accomplish them. And if you don't do all five, it is okay. If you just do one, that's awesome. You got one done, all right? You pat yourself on the back and say, look, I focused today and I got one done. So I am great, all right? So, you know, you push yourself, but don't push yourself to the point that you stress yourself. Because this activities and a vision board is supposed to not give you stress. It's supposed to relieve stress, because it's allowing us to take what we got in our heads out and put it on paper. So when you're doing this and you're getting up in the morning, you're talking to the Lord, you got your journal. And by the way, as I said, keep a journal on the side of your bed. Ladies, have a journal on the side of your bed and an ink pen, because you never know when God gives you something in the middle of the night or in the morning and you need to write it down. And write your thoughts down, because you may lose it in the morning. So I wrote it down. I focused. And each time I did it, I was so proud of myself, because I was like, the first time, be honest with y'all, I did it the first time, I messed all up. I was all over the place. I did not focus that day. But it took a couple of days. Let me be honest. It took a couple of days and I finally got it together. I was like, okay. So I started to really focus. And every time I felt like I was getting all focus, I looked at my board. And before I saw anything else on the board, I saw the word focus. So I did all that to share all that with you guys to say, put you a word in the middle of your board that is going to motivate you, that is going to push you, that is going to get you to where you need to be. So when you see that word, you know, okay, focus, focus. You got a vision, you got a plan, you're trying to get somewhere, and you got to know how to get there. Like I said, in the back of my book, there's an action section where we go into putting these things to action, because it's all good to put them on the board, but you got to put them to action, and nothing's going to happen until you put it to action. And the key thing to everything, all of this that we talked about, everything that we talked about before we get off, is prayer. And that was one of the one things I forgot to ask God and begin to pray. Pray over your board. Pray over, because you're going to find yourself finding each thing that you put on there is going to come to pass. Maybe not this year. Maybe it'll come to pass next year. Or maybe it'll come to pass the year after. It's okay. You don't have to do a board every year. You can do a board once so many years, whatever floats your boat. You may want to do a board for 6 months. I wouldn't recommend doing one for a whole year. I recommend starting off small. So do the first 6 months a vision board. And from that first 6 months, see what you have accomplished. And as you're doing it, you're going to find yourself taking things off, or you're going to find yourself looking at the board. I did that. And you're going to feel so good about, I started that. And it could be something that you got to get started. And you finally have it on there saying, I started. You may want to go bungee jump. You may want to learn how to go swimming. You may want to go line dance. Oh, I started that. You see what I'm saying? You're on your board, and maybe I'm going to start dieting the right way. I'm going to get my health under control. These are things that you could put on your vision board. Finances. I'm going to the bank. I'm going to set up a meeting with a finance advisor and see how I can get my finances together. That's a part of a vision board. That's part of your vision. Not just, I want to have $1 billion. No. How are you going to get that $1 billion? What do you need to do? You need to find out what your credit is. So you can put that on your vision board. I need to check my credit score every 6 months, every 2 months, every 3 months. I need to check my credit score. Make sure it's up to par. Whatever it is that you need to do. Okay. Put it in those kinds. Don't just slap a house on it. I know you want a house, but be realistic when you look at the house. Put on how I'm going to get to the house. Okay? You know that's where you want to go. And see, when you have the book, you can put the house in the book. And then on your board, you can put the steps to get to the house. See the difference? So you're not just putting a house on the board, but on your vision board, you're putting the steps that you're going to take to get to the house. And when you get the workbook, in the workbook, you can write in the house. And see how that works. See how you're putting things to action. So that's what I said. The vision, what I do, and when I do my workshops, we're not just slapping that stuff on there. I want you to begin to dig deep and begin to think how I'm going to get there. You want to put the how I'm going to get there on the vision board. So you know that's where you're going to get to. Okay. If you want to put the house, and is that your focus word? That's your word that you want to put in the middle. I want a new house. Put it there. And then everything else needs to fall in line. How are you going to get there? Okay, so these are the steps, but remember in the book, I told you there are 7 sections and 7 areas of the vision board that we talk about. Okay, so if you want the book, send me a DM. You go to my website, pyjacademy@godaddy.com. GodaddySites.com. Go there, get your book, or send me an email, hit me in the comment section, do something to get in touch with me, and we'll get you a book. But if you don't have a book, that's fine. Go get you a composition notepad, get your journal, and begin to write these things down there. Because, you know, when you do it, you're going to find yourself moving and putting things to action. Don't be like me when I first started doing vision boards. I'm be honest with y'all. I did a vision board. I did a vision board. I threw it in my closet. I didn't look at my vision board for a couple of years later. Then I finally pulled it out. And I was like, okay, there's something got to be better than this. And when I really took it seriously And when I really took it seriously, I enjoyed it. It was so much fun. And it makes it fun because when you're with other people, and if you host a vision board workshop and you're with other people and we all there and you call me to come and host it, you know, it's fun. But you're learning too. And you're being serious about your future in your life. Okay. So that's our last one, is producing product. Get it out there. Set a date. Set a time. Get all your materials together. Get your friends together and begin to put that board together. Put it to action. And get some friends together and do it as a fun girls' night out, a girls' night in, ladies. And I know some of you are probably saying, well, God, I'm 50 and over. What I need, you got to be revamping your life. If you're like me, you're relaunching your life. All the kids are gone. They're grown. They're out of the house. You need a new vision. So now you're doing a new vision board for your new vision because you're doing a relaunch of your life. All right. All right, ladies. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of our DMV series. And we will be back with more and more episodes. Check out our other two episodes, planning, preparation, and put them all together and let me see what you got. All right. All right. So stay tuned for more from us. Love you all. You guys have a good day. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Developing Your Vision. And let a friend know. Tell a friend and have someone come on in and join in with you. If you would like to connect with us on a different level or want to even get me to come and host your vision board workshop or your workshop, contact me at pyjacademy03@gmail.com. See you soon. Bye-bye.